The beginning of Parshas Chayisara, we learn of the death of Sarah Imenu. And Rashi, a little bit into the Parsha, it's interesting. Rashi on the Pasuk of Lispod Lesara Veliv Kosa, to give a hesped for Sarah and to cry for her that Avram was Maspid Sarah, Rashi says, Nismucha Misa Sarah Lakedas Yitzchak. That there's a connection, a smichas ha-parshios, the end of last week's parsha, which was Akedas Yitzchak, to the beginning of this week's parsha, which was the death of Sarah Imenu. Why is that? It's interesting that Rashi doesn't write it on the pasuk of Atama Sarah, that Sarah died. Rashi writes it on Lispod L'Sarah V'Livkosa. Okay, so why? What is the connection? Says Rashi, Sha'al Yedei Besuras Ha'akeda, through the news of the Akeda, Shenizdamein B'na L'Shchita, that her son was offered, prepared, to be shechted, v'kimat shelo nishchat, and he was almost shechted. Parcha nishmasa mimena v'mesa. Her nishama flew, left her body, and she died. And from that news. And the Medrash is ma'arich on this, that an old man came to tell her, and whatever the details, whatever the pshat is about why it overtook her. But the question that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz raises is, okay, so whatever, it was some sort of, it was overwhelming for her, this information about the Akedah, whether it was that the Akedah, that first she thought he was going to be killed and then in the end he wasn't killed, or just the whole thing was a surprise. However you want to explain the death of Sarah, the question is that why did it kill Sarah and it didn't kill Avram Avinu? Did Avram Avinu love his son any less? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives two terutzim, and I want to, each one of them is really its own shmooz. Just going to say one of them quickly, and then I'll focus on the other one. The first answer that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives is in the Sichos Musar. He says that it's the human nature that a person can acclimate to anything. You can get used to anything. So what happened with Avram Avinu? So the pasuk says that Hashem commands Avram Avinu, "Kach no'as bincha, take your son." And Chazal tell us that, what does it mean, son? Avram Avinu responded, I have two sons. And Hashem said, Es bincha, es yechidcha, the ben yachid, the only son. They're both ben yachids, Avram says. One of them is a ben yachid for Sarah, and one of them is a ben yachid for Hagar. So they're both the only sons to their mothers. So then Hashem says, okay, Asher Ahavta, the one you love. Now this is understanding that Avram Avinu had sent Yishmael out of the house. And yet Avram Avinu responds, the one that I love? What do you mean? I love both of them. I can't differentiate between them. I don't know who you're talking about. And then Hashem says, Es Yitzchak. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Avram Avinu was eased in. He was kind of informed that there was going to be an Akedah, and it was going to be one of his sons, a son, and a few hints, and he really didn't get it. And then Hashem says, Yitzchak. By then he was used to the idea that this was going to happen, this was going to be real. But he was eased into it. And because he was eased into it, he was able to manage his emotions. Sarah Imenu just found out, boom, voila, Akedas Yitzchak, it's all over. Oh, he was saved. Wow, he was saved. And that news, that information, which came as a sudden shock, was too much and overwhelmed her. And that's the yisod that Reb Chaim develops, that a person can get used to any situation, any horrible situation or any great situation, a person can get used to and become comfortable in, even if you would think that it's an unmanageable situation. If a person eases into it, if a person hears a shock is very difficult to contain your emotions. That's answer number one. But then at the end of this piece, Chaim says, this is called Midas HaHistaglos. Okay? But then he says another Nakuda at the end, and this is what I wanted to focus more on. And that is that the Nisayon of the Akedah was Avram Avinu's Nisayon. It wasn't Sarah's Nisayon. Well, we call it Akedah Yitzchak, but what does the Pasuk say at the beginning of Perichav Beis in Parshas Vayera? Ve'elokim Nisa es Avram. Hashem tested Avraham. When Hashem tested Avram, it was Avram's Nisayon. Says Reb Chaim, and this is a big, big yisod that everybody needs to know. When you have a Nisayon that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent you, along with the Nisayon, Hashem gives you the koyach, the ability, the power to overcome the challenge. There is no nisayon that a person ever has that they can't overcome. If a person doesn't have that ability, they're not held accountable for not overcoming the challenge. They weren't given the tools. Here, go dig up the field. But you can't have a shovel. You can't have a plow. You can't. How are you supposed to do that? You need the tools in order to be able to accomplish your goal. And Hashem knows that. So when Hashem gives us a nisayon, it means along with the nisayon, Hashem gave us the tools to be able to overcome the challenge. Very powerful. If you ever feel you're in a struggle, you're in a difficult situation, understand, Hashem put you in this situation right now, which means Hashem gave you the ability to overcome it. And here is the catch. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this was Avram's nisayon. Avram had the tools with which to survive this nisayon and to overcome and to thrive in this nisayon. This was really the crowning jewel of Avram Avinu's career in overcoming nisayonos. But Sarah Imenu, this wasn't a nisayon for her. She almost didn't even find out about the whole episode. And in fact, if this Zaken Echad or the Satan, whatever it was that came to speak to her, had not come to her, Avram and Yitzchak might have come back and she might not have even known that it happened. So it had nothing to do with Sarah. Sarah was not given the tools to overcome this challenge. And therefore, once it became a struggle for Sarah as well, she couldn't manage it. Because she wasn't given the kochos, the tools, with which to overcome her nisayon. And that's the yesod of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that very important to realize that when a person is put in a situation that they find very challenging, you should remember that if you were put in a challenging situation, you were also given the tools to overcome. You have to feed off of that. You have to remember that. Reb Chaim, elsewhere, a little bit later on, he has a piece, Sechor, Sechor, Aminu Lenazira, where he talks about staying away from Nisyonos. And he really, it's a continuation, really, of this. In this piece, he's just, it's like an afterthought. Really, the whole piece is about getting used to any situation. And then at the end, he says, by the way, it also happens to be that Avram Avinu, this was his nisayon, so he had the koach. Sarah didn't have the koach, and that's why she died, and Avram survived. But later on in the piece where he focuses more on the inyan of nisayon, he speaks about the importance of always running away from nisayonos and not putting yourself into nisayonos. And there he's marich that a person who's given a nisayon, so he's given the kochos to deal with the nisayon, like he says. And what if a person puts himself in a difficult situation? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if you put yourself in that situation, you could have avoided the situation completely. You put yourself in that situation, in that difficult circumstance, Hashem doesn't give you that koach. That's rough. Imagine you're in a nisayon and it's really difficult, and you have no way. You have no way to fight the Yitzhar on it. Because you had no business being there in the first place. You had two paths down the road. One path was going to pass a store that was going to entice you. The other path was going to have just trees on the side of the road. You have no business going down the path that's going to be enticing. So if you walk down that path, you're going to fail against the Yitzhar because you have no tools. You have no shot against the Yitzhar. Because Hashem didn't give you the koach to overcome. You don't stand a chance. And yet, you're held accountable because you shouldn't have walked down that path. The nisayon was which path are you going to walk down. You had the koach to choose to go down the path that didn't have anything enticing. It just had trees on the side. And it would get you to your same destination. But because you chose the wrong path, you went down a path that you didn't have the tools. That's scary. That if you put yourself in a nisayon, it's a pachad. You might not have the tools to overcome. And that's why we daven, that Ribbono Shel Olam, at the end of Berachos HaShachar, we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't put us in a nisayon. We don't want nisayonos. See, on the one hand, we want nisayonos because nisayonos make us great. It flexes our muscles, our spiritual muscles, makes us bigger. But if we put ourselves into nisayon, it can only be problematic because we don't even have the tools, the pasha tools to deal with this situation. I just want to share a vort that I heard from Matzio Solomon a few times. And I found it in writing in its parish, the Matnas Chelko, on Mesil Sisharim in Perek Yud Aleph. He talks about it over there. The idea is a similar idea. At Har Sinai, we know the Medrash tells us that the Umos HaOlam, that Hashem went around to all the nations and asked them if they wanted to receive the Torah. And at each stop, Hashem said, would you like the Torah? Would you like to be Makabel the Torah? And each nation said, Maksiv Bei, what's written inside the Torah? And Hashem picked the one thing that was going to be difficult to impossible for them to keep. He said, what's written in it? And Hashem said, you can't kill. So they said, can't kill, that's what we do. Another nation can't steal. Can't steal, but that's what we do. We won't be able to keep the Torah. We can't accept the Torah because we won't be able to keep it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Yidden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you want the Torah? And what did Klal Yisrael say? Nasa v'nishma. Yes, we want it, we'll keep it. So Rav Matisyahu asked the question, I don't understand. The other nations seem to be smart about it. What's written in it? What's written in the book? You can't steal? We're not going to be able to keep that. So we shouldn't accept it. It doesn't make sense to accept the Torah. When the Yidden came, they just said, Nasa v'nishma. Wait. Wouldn't it have made more sense to ask Hashem, before we accept, we would love to keep the Torah, but can you tell us what's in it? Because maybe we won't be able to keep it. Says Rav Matisyahu, Weisdois, must be that they didn't need to ask. And they were not making a bad decision by not asking. They were doing the right thing by saying Nasa v'nishma, which we know that was the right thing to do. But what about the things that Klal Yisrael couldn't overcome, they couldn't keep? Says Rav Matisyahu, when Hashem gave them the Torah, He gave them the koach to be able to overcome their challenges. In other words, it could be that if we ask the kasha, Hashem, what's written in the Torah? Because maybe we're not going to be able to keep it. It could be that at that time Hashem would have said, well, this is a problem, now let it do this or that. And it could be Klal Yisrael would say, oy, then we can't keep the Torah. But when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, Hashem gave us the Torah with the koach to be able to overcome. Like Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said, that Hashem will never give you a halacha to keep if He doesn't give you the tools to be able to overcome. He won't put you in a difficult situation, in a nisayon, in a challenge, unless you are able to fight against that Yetzer Hara. And that's what happened with Klal Yisrael. That when they came to Har Sinai and they said, Nasa v'nishma, all the things that they couldn't keep, like all the other nations, and the other nations were smart for what they did. Because who wants to accept a book of laws that you're not going to be able to keep? The answer is, had they said Nasa v'nishma, Hashem would have given them the koyach to be able to overcome their challenge in Avodah Zarah, in Gilei Raos, in Shvichas Damim, in stealing, in whatever area of halacha that was difficult for them, Hashem would have given them the ability to overcome. Because Hashem will never put us in a situation that we can't overcome. The takeaway is, sometimes we find ourselves in a difficult situation and we're overwhelmed and we just can't. And the answer, the response is, you can. And the proof is that you're in this position. Your friend is not in this position. Your friend would not be able to survive this situation. Your friend would fall. But you can thrive. You can grow from this situation. Because if Hashem gave you the challenge, it means along with the challenge, Hashem gave you the ability to overcome. And that's exactly why Avram Avinu was able to thrive through Akedas Yitzchak, whereas Sarah unfortunately wasn't able to make it because it wasn't her Nisayon. And because it wasn't her Nisayon, she didn't have the Kayach to overcome.